And in Babylon, camels like me eat grapes straight from the vine, not this dry, awful hay. Do you really have this for every meal?
Of course, hay is amazing.
Animals without humps have no taste.
Tell us more about the city of Babylon.
It's so beautiful that words fail me. Not like this dump. Where am I again?
Babylon.
Why my master brought us to this inn in the middle of nowhere, I have no idea. You know he's a very important man.
Well, we've heard all about the camel. How about you, donkey? Donkey?
Huh? Sorry. Huh? I'm tired. My mistress rode me here all the way from Nazareth.
Ugh, can anything good come from Nazareth?
What about the new animal?
What new animal?
The mysterious animal that arrived after the donkey and before you.
It's there, in the manger.
Oh, I know what that is. I see them in the palace gardens all the time. That is a baby.
My master and mistress kept talking about a baby. When the baby would come, what to name the baby? That must be it.
But why is it here?
So here's the barn.
Is that a baby?
So, crazy story. This young couple, Mary and Joseph, comes to the door in the middle of the night, asks for a room, and I tell them, sorry, we're all booked. But I got you here, that guy from Babylon coming in, and then Joseph says, but my wife is having a baby. So I go, look, you can stay in the barn, that's the best I can do. I didn't realize she was having the baby tonight. Yeah. They're letting him sleep in here while I get them some dinner. Least I could do for a couple of peasants. Anyway, you can keep your horses here. I'll help you bring them in.
Did you hear that? Peasants! No wonder they're staying in a filthy barn.
I like this barn. It's noisy and it smells like feet.
Do you not insult my master and mistress camel.
I'm sorry, I cannot respect people who ride donkeys and sleep in barns.
They are good people, and this baby is special.
How is it special?
So, here's the barn. Why did you want to see it?
So, crazy story. I was in that field over there, like usual, keeping watch over my flock by night, you know. Then, out of nowhere, an angel appears and says, good news, a savior has been born in Bethlehem. Look for the baby who's lying in a manger. So I thought, manger, barn, the inn has a barn, and there he is, the Messiah! Thank you for letting me see him. This is the greatest day of my life, but I must return to my flock.
An angel, you say?
Not just one, a whole multitude of angels singing glory to God in the highest.
Told you he was special.
An angel? Who believes that nonsense?
What brought you here again?
My master is a scientist and a scholar. We followed a star.
An angel? A star? Sounds like there were a lot of things pointing people to this barn.
He's the Messiah. The shepherd called this baby the Messiah.
Oh, no, no, no. I know about the Messiah. The Messiah is the warrior whom God will send to save the world. He will be a great king with a white horse and a golden sword.
So, not a baby then?
The Messiah will be the most important person who ever lived. He will not be born in a barn like an animal.
Is there a plank in your eye or something? You are an animal.
Do you feel better now that you've eaten?
Yes, my strength is returning, and our son is sleeping peacefully.
None of this has happened the way I thought it would.
No, but God has a plan.
What if we're doing everything wrong? How can Jesus save our people when he began his life in a barn?
How can a donkey carry a great weight for miles? How can a sheep give wool year after year? Animals were born in barns, and they do the work of the world. Our son will do God's work.
So, crazy story. There's a king here who followed a star, and he wants to see the baby.
That doesn't sound crazy at all.
My master traveled all the way to see the baby? That baby?
He's not just a baby. He's the Messiah.
Impossible! What kind of Messiah is born in a barn to peasants?
A Messiah who doesn't need a white horse and a golden sword to lead his people. A Messiah who will ride on a donkey.
A Messiah who will take care of all of us, big and small alike, like a good shepherd.
And to think, I got to see him first!
The child was born to give his people the knowledge of salvation through forgiveness of their sins because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those who living in the darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. May it be so.